Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Welcome. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, published by Art Scroll. It's a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. We're in Chapter 9, page 46. Telling yourself the story of your life and all of life's many stories. What is the story of your life? The story you choose to tell yourself about your life has a tremendous impact on your self-image, on making and reaching goals, on your character traits, and on your level of happiness. Some people think, I don't choose to tell myself a story about my life. My life happened. When I tell myself and others about my life, then I'm just recounting the objective picture of my life. Sorry, there's no such thing as an objective picture of your life. All experiences are experienced subjectively. What does this mean? It means that the way you think about what happened in your life is the way that you experience what was and what is, and eventually what will be. You give meaning to your life and to the events in your life by the way you tell yourself about your experiences. Suppose two children went on the same school trip. They're the same age, in the same class, in the same school, with enough money to buy a few things on the trip. When they come home, they each tell their parents the story of the trip. This is what one child says. It was an awful trip. The traveling took a long time. There was just a bunch of trees on the way. The kids sang boring songs. I've already seen most of the things a few times. I should have brought along different sandwiches. I'm tired of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I kept thinking about other trips that I didn't enjoy. I was worried that the bus might break down and that we would be stuck on the trip for even longer. The teacher told a few boring stories. He bored us by telling us about trips he took when he was in school himself. We saw a few animals on the way, but it wasn't as if they were exciting animals. I'm sorry I went along on the trip. I was worried that I wouldn't have a good time, and I was right. This trip will be just another bad memory in a list of many bad memories. Another child on the same trip says this. It was a wonderful trip. The traveling was enjoyable the entire time. There are beautiful trees and flowers all the way. The kids sang very lively songs and had so much fun singing along with everybody. I noticed more details of places that I've seen already, and I saw some interesting new things. I'm glad that I brought along my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Eating them on the trip made them taste even better than usual. I kept thinking about other trips that I enjoyed. I had a great time on the trip, and it was calm the whole time. I wasn't worried about the bus breaking down. Even if it would have, it would have been just added to the adventure of the trip. The teacher's stories were interesting. I liked hearing the stories about the trips he had taken when he was in school himself. We saw some rabbits and deer. Seeing them up close was fascinating. I'm really glad that I went along on the trip. I knew that I'd have a good time, and I was right. This trip will be another great memory in a list of many happy memories. It's difficult to imagine that both reports are referring to the exact same trip. The difference wasn't in the external factors of the trip. The difference was in the thoughts that were in the minds of both of these storytellers. We're all storytellers, and we're the ones to whom we tell most of our stories. Regardless of the stories that you've been telling yourself about your life and about specific incidents in your life, you can choose to upgrade the level of your stories. At this moment, you can make a life-enhancing decision. From now on, I will tell myself stories of appreciation and gratitude. Stories of personal growth and self-development. Stories about increasing my confidence, courage, and self-empowerment. Writing an essay is an effective tool to upgrade the story of your life. You may use the title, The Story of My Life. In this essay, write down the highlights of your life. What have been the highlights of your life? And you can look back at your life. I know looking back at my life, I see things as highlights that previously I might not have looked as highlights. And look back, well, that was a highlight of my life. Write down some of your best moments. Write down skills and talents that you have already developed. Write down your strengths and positive qualities. Write down dreams, goals, and plans for the future. Write down attitudes that you're in the process of developing. You don't yet know exactly how the rest of your life will unfold, but you can know what positive qualities and ways of being you want to develop. As you write this down as part of the story of your life, you'll be setting a direction to yourself, a very positive direction on a wonderful journey.